You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the Market Morning Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
Well, today is the 3rd of May 2018 and the bulls looked a bit tired in yesterday's session, with Nifty closing just above its crucial support level of 10,700 ahead of the US Fed outcome, which came out late on Wednesday in America. And what was the outcome of the meeting? Well, the Federal Reserve, following a two-day policy meeting in Washington, unanimously agreed to keep rates unchanged and signaled growing confidence that inflation is inching closer to its goal. Policymakers also pointed to fewer Americans out of work and strong growth in business investment. They also said that inflation is moving closer to the Fed's 2% target, and all of these are signs that the economy is still getting stronger. The federal funds rate, which helps determine rates for mortgages, credit cards, and other borrowing, remained at a range of 1.5 to 1.75%. The Fed has lifted rates six times since December 2015, but investors widely anticipated that policymakers would hold off on lifting their benchmark rate at Wednesday's meeting, despite the rosier economic outlook and an uptick in inflation. The Fed is, of course, naturally trying to strike a careful balance. It wants to raise interest rates steadily to keep the economy from overheating, but raising rates too quickly could also help start a recession. So it's a delicate balancing act that the Fed has to perform, and it appears that economists expect the Fed to nudge rates higher in June. For now, though, the Fed has penciled in three rate hikes this year and three more in 2019, but investors are looking for signs that the Fed might speed up those plans. Investors will be looking for clues in about 3 weeks, when the Fed releases the minutes from its May meeting, and at the Fed's next meeting, which is scheduled for June 12th and June 13th. Well, obviously, this decision is going to have a say in how markets across the world behave. And in anticipation to this, Indian markets corrected in the last 90 minutes of trade yesterday as the sell-off in commodities accelerated towards the close. The market breadth was very bad, with 12 declines for every five stocks that were up. As long as Nifty holds above the 10,600 to 10,680 levels, bulls have nothing to fear. Overall, though, FPIs sold 525 crore rupees worth from the equity market, and DIIs bought 165 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. Well, what are the global cues telling us as we head into today's trade today? Well, we start with Singapore Nifty Futures, which is showing me a red opening as of now, 10,708, or down 0.45%. The rest of the global cues are also indicating in that way. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Wall Street ended lower by about 0.72% at 23,924. And reacting to this perhaps was Nikkei, which has been down 0.16% now as I speak. The broader topics index is also down 0.15%. Hang Seng Index of Hong Kong is down 1.37% at 30,303. The Shanghai Composite Index of mainland China is also down 0.36% as I speak. So it would appear that the Lal Street might also have a reddish opening. Well, obviously, the Fed outcome is going to occupy the news cycle across business channels across the world, but there is also a whole bunch of other things happening, especially by the fact that we are bang in the middle of earnings season, and that's what we talk about next. What should investors watch out for? The big news, of course, came from the earnings front. 42 companies are scheduled to report results for quarter ended March later today, which include names like Adani Ports, Castrol India, Edelweiss Financial, Imami, Hexaware, L&T Finance, MRF, PNB Housing Finance, Venkis, and Sri Renuka Sugars. There are, of course, street expectations as to how some of these companies might perform in their earnings. Adani Ports' PAT is likely to fall by 28% on a year-on-year basis. Castrol India PAT is likely to fall there as well by about 3% on a year-on-year basis. Imami PAT likely to fall by 3.4%. PNB Housing Finance PAT likely to grow by about 52% on year-on-year basis. And Hexaware PAT is likely to grow there as well by about 15% on a year-on-year basis. And how are the markets looking on technical charts? What should investors do? Should they book profits or add fresh long positions? Well, Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold pattern on daily charts. Formation of a bearish belt hold pattern after a bullish candle does not augur well for the bulls. But as long as Nifty 50 holds above the levels of 10,680 to 10,700, the momentum should continue. There are three levels that we should be watching out for: 10,680, like I said, 10,800, and 10,900. Maximum call OIs have been placed at 11,000 and 10,800, maximum put away at 10,500 and 10,700. Some stocks with high delivery percentage as we go into trade: Bharti Infratel, Grasim, IndusInd Bank and Infosys. 21 stocks have seen long build-up: Ujjivan, Amar Raja Batteries, Castrol India and Kotak Bank. 110 stocks have seen short build-up: that's PC Jeweler, KPIT Tech, Mindtree and Apollo Tyre. Some news in industry that you should be aware of as they might impact stocks. Siemens' net profit has been up 18% at 219 crores in March quarter. ONGC has set $2.64 billion capex for drilling oil and gas wells in 2018 and 2019. And finally, Indigo's quarter four profit slumps 73% to 118 crores as higher fuel expenses crimped the bottom line. Aditya Ghosh's exit and SEBI trying to investigate if there was a case of insider trading just before Aditya Ghosh left are also adding to the woes of Indigo as we speak. And finally, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio and they gave us a list of three stocks that could give returns of up to 15%. So I'm going to rattle them out right now. And there's also Stock Picks podcast where I'll be talking about these very stocks in a little more detail. But here, for the sake of completion, these are the three stocks. Castrol India has a buy call with a target of 225 rupees, stop loss at 188 rupees and return of 12%. Ujjivan Financial Services has a buy call as well, target of 485 rupees, stop loss at 394 and return of 15%. SBI Life Insurance has a buy call as well, target of 830 rupees, stop loss at 699 rupees and return of 12%. So Castrol India, Ujjivan Financial Services and SBI Life Insurance, all of them have buy calls from Bonanza Portfolio. It is better to be feared than loved if you cannot be both. What a truly wonderful saying, but then again, it's such a Machiavellian thing to say, because why? Niccolo Machiavelli did say it, although when he was writing it, he didn't think, oh, this is very Machiavellian. I don't think he was like Trump in that regard. But although I do have to clear the air, a lot of Machiavelli's writings have come to be misread over the years. A lot of his work actually can be quite inspiring. But why do I bring him up? It's his birth anniversary. So, well, wherever you are, Niccolo Machiavelli, who's given rise to a whole bunch of bargain bin villains over the centuries, wherever you are, Mr. Man, hope you're having fun. And it also happens to be the death anniversary of Nargis, one of the great actresses of Indian cinema. And in her honor, I'm just going to promptly go now and listen to Rasik Balma. And I hope you will too. If your listening quota for the day is merely restricted to the podcast, I'm very glad to hear that. But you should also stay logged on to moneycontrol.com because we have loads of this stuff constantly coming at your way. So until the next time I see you, on behalf of everyone here at moneycontrol.com, this is me, Rakesh, saying bye-bye and thank you for joining us. And stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.